All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight?
Shit! Oh, fucking take all you want! I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet. I got a bad mustache, a reoccurring rash, and not a lot of cash to spend it on mustache. Man, it's good to be a geek. It's good to be a geek.
Wake up. We have a show to do. I know it's been a while.
Yes.
But you've been napping for 2 weeks.
Oh, I've been napping.
And now we're...
I had some personal tragedy, sir.
And I had some stuff go on, too.
You had lead paint.
I had personal tragedy. I had work going on in my home.
It's not the studio. It's not surprising. I mean, it's not... I mean, if your child had eaten the lead paint, that would be a personal tragedy.
I didn't say I had a tragedy. I said stuff going on.
I know, but you can't compare that to my personal tragedy. Look,
the studio had construction taking place in it 1 week.
Uh-huh.
Followed by your personal tragedy the following week.
And we should tell you that we're coming to you live, yet recorded, from the beautifully new renovated Studio Q.
Is that where we're at now? Q?
Studio Q.
I think this is episode 248. I just thought about that.
248, yeah, yes.
248.
Two away from 250.
Wow. Is that the episode title?
Where's that party going to be?
No.
Yeah, that's fine. Two away from 250.
Two away from 250.
Only two more to go.
248 plus 2 equals 250.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey.
Use that one. And we should say, of course, if you want to be part of this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
That's right.
If you do want to be part of the program, there are many ways in which you can do that. You can always call the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Uh-huh, you can do that. And you can visit us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff.
You can Twitter us.
At BKGeekStuff and at GeekStuffOG.
That's two Twitters.
That is two Twitters.
You can check out our MySpace page.
No.
No?
I mean, I think it might still be there, but...
I don't know. When was the last time you even looked at MySpace?
Musicians
really like it. That's all I keep hearing from people who still use it.
Ew.
Exactly. Anyway, there are a variety of ways. That GVM line is a good one because That actually allows you to give us a call, leave us a message about a topic that you'd like to hear us discuss or your comments about something we've already discussed, and you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
That's true.
And, yeah, so lots has happened since we were last with you fine folks. We want to tell you also, of course, that there is still time for you to get involved in our Tell a Friend contest.
That's right. That contest ends on June 6th.
Uh-huh.
All of the details, including the specifics on the deadline on when to enter,
right,
are on the website.
Uh-huh.
And so there it is. To address that real quick.
Right.
To the gentleman who...
bemoaned.
I don't want to say complain.
I said bemoaned.
Bemoaned. To that gentleman, he was very appreciative of our response.
Oh, he was?
He was. He was understanding and appreciative of our response.
Oh, good.
So, look, things happen, but...
there you go.
We don't want to fail you. So we...
I know. Isn't Cyclops gunning for a win on that contest? Oh, no.
It's a sensitive issue.
Oh, really?
Stay away from
it. I didn't realize, but he said it back to me. I thought...
I know.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
He didn't.
No, I think he found you funny. I don't think he found me funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that
But we've made up.
I can continue saying it, though.
We've made up, though. We're okay.
I can continue saying it, is what you're saying.
But I don't want you to push it.
Don't push it?
That's what I'm saying.
So I should find some new territory to explore?
Sure. Why don't we just move forward?
Okay.
Geek stuff. All right. What's in the news?
So where do we start?
Wow, that's one way to move us forward.
We could start with a project we were involved in that we've been teasing but haven't been able to announce.
Oh.
Or we can discuss the Avengers. Wow. I'm bookending
those,
it with those
are the
things.
Two? Well,
things in between.
Well, I hate to be the one to remind you because you're the one supposed to keep up on this stuff. We have two contests ending today.
Right. Well, I figured we'd get to it, but we can do it right now out of the gate.
And we have two winners to pick for those two contests.
That's correct.
This is our Green Hornet contest.
That's right.
Which we've been running for a number of weeks. And actually, the epic final conclusion to why OG should be a Green Hornet fan is coming actually to this program next week. Also, very likely, coming to this program next week, the return of Little Fifi's Who Stuff.
Ooh, fancy.
I said that a couple of times. I'm aware there were some technical difficulties. We're over them now. And now we should be able to get Little Fifi's Who Stuff segment.
That's week. Most awesome.
So the winners, two winners for our Green Hornet contest are, may I have a drum roll please, OG?
No, I'll find a sound effect somewhere.
Okay. That'll do, I guess. The first winner is Alicia S. from the great state of New York.
Ooh, girls listen?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Alicia.
Congratulations, Alicia S. And also Matt M. from Missouri.
Do they have computers in Missouri?
They have computers.
I wasn't aware.
Wow. You're just going to alienate an entire state?
Look, I'm just.
We can't afford to alienate listeners at all, let alone an entire state like Missouri.
Listen, if Matt, what was his last name?
M.
If Matt M is a fan, he could take a good ribbon.
Well, you hope so.
I hope.
Yeah.
Please don't hate me.
So, Alicia S. from New York, Matt M. from Missouri, thanks so much for being a part of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, your prize package. Is on the way. So enjoy that. Green Hornet prize package. And you said something about something we've been involved with we can't talk about, but now we can.
Yes. We can finally talk about it.
I'm gonna be the one to break it.
Oh, go ahead.
Big Kev's Eats Stuff.
No, that's certainly not it. This is why I can't trust you.
We're involved in that project.
Right.
Are
you announcing that you're finally giving up on it? Because if you're not, then there's not really any news.
Listen,
here.
OG, you never give up on the dream.
Oh, is that what it is?
You never give up on the dream.
Oh, I apologize.
I may have some announcements about Big Kev Eats Stuff. You know, I certainly have more time to dedicate to it now. So
you do?
There is a possibility.
You do have a little bit more time there to dedicate
go.
To it.
There you go. Having cleared my plate of some... projects, I can maybe focus on one of those projects. But that was apparently not the project you were referring to, OG. So what is the project you were referring to?
The project that I was referring to...
Wait, hold on. I think I know the answer. Is it our Great Swap project?
No, it is not the Great Swap project.
God,
that's like in the works.
Damn.
That's like brewing.
The Great Swap project is maybe one of the most ingenious things we've ever come up with.
These ideas, they take time to ferment. You put them ferment in a cask.
Ferment is one way to put it.
You put them off to the side.
Okay.
You see what happens in a couple
months.
All right.
I'm just saying.
No. The project that we are finally able to announce, although we've kind of teased it a little bit, is our...
Wait. I think I know the answer to
this. All right, go.
Is this the... No. No, it can't be that one.
Okay, it could be that one.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. It is our inclusion in the Art Hustle Series 3.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
So, that's right. Big Kev and I will have three cards.
Three!
In Art Hustle Series 3.
That's true.
We each have our own card.
We each have an individual card.
That's right.
One for just me, one for just OG. And then combined, we have like a show card.
That's right. There is a show-related card.
Right.
So for those of you who don't know, the Art Hustle is a series of trading cards.
I like the name.
The Art Hustle?
Hustle.
We hustle. We've been hustling for 6 years.
I don't think that's what it... Oh, well, that is more than what it applies. Yes, go on.
Anyway, the Art Hustle is a series of trading cards that highlights artists and people in the art community.
Uh-huh.
In trading card format. It's like baseball cards, but for artists.
Right.
So nice. There have been other shows included in the past.
I was going to say, because why were we included?
Well, Toy Break has been in there
in
the past. And of course, we mentioned that we're included this time around.
Uh-huh.
Also included in Series 3. A lot of friends of the show are included in Series 3. But
who?
Benny from Tenacious Toys.
Okay,
Tenacious
cool.
Toys has a card. In Series 3. Eric from Argonaut Resins is in there.
Nice.
Angry Wobots has a card in there.
Ooh, we're in Wobots set?
We are.
Nice.
J-Ru is in there.
J-Ru. Let's talk about J-Ru for a minute.
All right, go.
I'm prepared to now reveal who J-Ru is.
Oh, God. Isn't this over?
I maintain J-Ru is Banksy. Thank you. Right. Let's move on.
No. Lou Pimentel is in there.
Uh-huh.
If you remember Lou was at our booth.
Lou.
Jeremiah Kentner is in there.
What about the Suck Lord?
He's had a card already.
Oh, he has.
He was in one of the, and he, plus not only that, but Simeon, who puts together the Art Hustle cards.
The name again?
Simeon.
Like Simeon? Like chimpanzee? Like
no.
Of the ape family?
I didn't say anything of the sort.
Simeon.
Yeah, I understand. No, it's not that. It's spelled differently.
Oh.
But he puts out, I believe he's the one that's also responsible for the Suck Packs.
Oh.
The Suckadelic Suck Lord's Own card series.
John Coffey, ma'am. Like to drink, just not spelt the same.
If you say so.
Sorry, had to get that in there.
So, and there, look, there's a ton of, Jim Mafood has a card in there. And there's a ton of. There's a ton of artists that are in this series. And you know what? We couldn't be happier.
Evan Dorkin?
No. We could not be happier to be included in the series. And there'll be more information about not only where you can get the cards, but we'll have some like AP cards at some point in time.
Oh, yeah?
I think that we'll have for sale through the website.
Ooh.
They're like signature cards. And yeah,
I know about the signature cards.
Yeah, they sent us a big stack of cards that we have to,
right.
We have to sign and send back.
A lot.
There's a lot of cards, right?
We have to sign our individual ones, and then we have to sign...
Double sign the double group ones.
Yeah.
Well,
or something. What will we do?
But again,
How rare is that card?
So definitely check out the Art Hustle website. Check out Tenacious Toys or Toys Are Evil, both two good blogs. We're friends of the show. They have some great posts about... the series and some pictures of people's cards that they've been posting online. We'll post some teaser shots of our cards shortly as well.
I think,
I
think I may put some DNA in some cards.
Ew.
What? Kiss did it.
Ew.
With their comic book.
Why can't I do it? I don't want your
what
DNA.
About what's his name? What about what's his name that did the Squadron Supreme book? When he died,
they put his ashes into the
or blood or whatever
and
it was.
They reprinted them. Yeah.
Yeah. Ew. Kiss did it with. Blood or spit or whatever.
Touching yourself.
Blood.
Anyway, so let's move on from the Art Hustle. So yes, the Art Hustle Series 3. Definitely check out those cards. We're honored to be part of that, and more info on that as we get closer to the actual release of the cards to the public.
Simeon, you say?
The Avengers.
Oh, yes, the Avengers. We saw that.
We did both see it.
Now, I saw it in the glorious IMAX 3D.
And I saw it.
You saw it on some bootleg, something that you downloaded illegally from Pirate Bay.
I saw it in the glorious AMC recliner chair dining movie.
Oh,
theaters.
You went to one of those?
I sure did.
How's that food?
Kicked bad. Food was all
right. Yeah, like Fridays, right? That's what I heard. It's like crap.
Yeah, look, I didn't go for the food.
You couldn't have.
I went for proximity, and I wanted to check out the actual theater.
Right.
You know, it's nice. When you buy your tickets at one of those theaters, reserve seats.
Right.
So, like, it's like an airline.
Right.
The screen comes up. You have to pick your seats.
What's available and so
what's
forth.
Available.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
That's nice.
Yep.
Limited number of seats in the theater. You have lots of space between you and the seats next to you.
Good.
And even if the asshole next to you is answering his phone during the middle of the movie.
No, he wasn't.
It's slightly less distracting than it used to be, so that's good.
Did you call him on it?
No.
Why? Were you afraid?
A little bit. But yeah, you know what? The seats were comfortable. So if I couldn't see the IMAX, I did have a good movie going experience.
Gotcha.
That being said, I thoroughly enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it, I found it well balanced, where I thought it might not be.
Right.
It's Whedon all over the place.
All over.
I mean, there's so many in jokes and so much, like kitschy banter.
Not to mention the fact that, is it the Quinjets? Is that or one of the jets that S.H.I.E.L.D. uses? I think it's the one that Cap was in at the end, coming into the
okay.
Definitely had the cockpit of Serenity, and I'm not the only one to notice it.
Oh, really?
Other people pointed out. They were like, "Did you happen to notice?" And I was like, "Yes," but I thought it was just me, and I thought I was crazy.
No, I didn't notice.
Absolutely had the cockpit of Serenity.
Oh,
I kind of really funny.
I want to look at that.
Yeah,
was there like a dinosaur on the console?
No,
that would be funny.
That would have been epically funny, but no. But yeah, it definitely had Whedon's signature banter group dynamic thing going, which I think worked really well. Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, not a disappointment,
no.
I have to say.
I think I enjoyed him more than Norton.
A solid third take on the character.
Absolutely.
And moving forward, you know, we know he's been signed for 800 or 900 films.
Yeah, something like that.
As this character, so we can look forward to more Mark Ruffalo. But moreover than that, the Hulk himself, very well-rendered CGI.
Right.
I like a lot of the stuff they did with him. I don't want to give anything away, but, you know, there was a lot of little moments with the Hulk. Like, there was one moment with Hulk and Thor, which should make you laugh out loud if you have a pulse.
Far enough out that we could talk.
No, I don't. No, I don't think so.
We still can't.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold back. There's a scene with Loki and the Hulk.
That's just outstanding. The Loki scene is.
You will.
It's one of the best, funniest scenes in the whole film.
You will cry, and then you will not understand what the Hulk says. But when you figure it out, you will laugh your ass off.
You will laugh your ass off. All right. Well, if we're not doing spoilerific spoilers, two after credit sequences.
Yeah, those we can talk about.
Those we can talk about?
Yeah, those are fine. Everyone knows those by now, but I don't want to ruin any of the kind of parts of the movie, per se.
Well, just on the off chance that you haven't heard about these spoilerific spoilers, fast forward, pause, take a piss.
Don't we have a spoiler
get a
alert,
drink.
Sir?
We used to have a spoiler alert.
I
can no longer confirm nor deny. I will search for it. If it exists, you're hearing it now. You may have just heard it.
If you didn't hear, if you heard Lady from Ipanema, you should tune your radio away. So the first after credit sequence is one of the aliens who's attacking Earth, which is also being hotly debated as to what alien race it was.
Oh, it's the Chitauri, or the Chitauri, I think, is the name of the race.
The Not Skrulls.
They're the Skrulls from the Ultimate Universe.
Okay. Yeah. The one of them in a very elaborate cloak outfit is speaking to Thanos.
Right.
And about, you know, they'll be back or whatever stupid shit is.
No surprise that Thanos was chosen.
No.
A
little bit.
No surprise. They showed the Infinity Gauntlet in Thor.
Yep.
So in some capacity, you have to think that.
That's coming.
They've confirmed that. His existence is there, and
that's
coming.
Yeah. And there was funny line about courting death. And, you know, for those of you that know the comics, Thanos dates death.
Right.
Or whatever. Courts death.
Courts death. So, yeah. I actually thought Thanos looked good. I was actually... I thought he looked
a little silly.
You thought he looked silly. I thought he looked great. And what I liked most about him, which I think maybe some people may think silly or not silly, is that they didn't ridiculously alter his color scheme.
Okay.
For the movie.
Right.
For those of you who are familiar.
That said.
Blue, yellow, blue and gold, and he's purple.
But that said, we didn't really get a full-on image of him either.
No, we did not. But they could have easily made the blue like... almost entirely black.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And kind of done that modern day superhero movie tone down. And they didn't. I liked that.
Well, the other thing is now, before there's an Avengers 2,
right?
There's an Iron Man 3, a Thor 2, a Cap 2, a possible, God help us, Hawkeye and
Black Widow movie. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay.
I like that.
I stand by, now having seen the movie, I stand by my assessment that they are the Professor and Marianne of the Avengers movie.
I'd be okay with a solo of those two.
Okay. And any new Avengers that they're going to include, which having gone through the entire roster, two things. One, they said that they want more female characters.
And there was an interview with Whedon about his choice to not include Wasp, although he originally was going to. I think. So I would suspect that Wasp is probably a pretty good candidate for the future.
I don't think so. Because you don't think so? No, because I don't think you have Wasp without Hank Pym.
But why can't you add Hank Pym?
Well, I'm not saying you can't, but if they're talking about adding a female character.
Right. Who do you think it is?
Captain Marvel. The female one.
Maybe.
That's who I think. I mean, there's no... Again, by adding her, though, you're stepping again away from the whole realistic sort of thing. But if you add Hank Pym, another scientist, perhaps working on some derivation of the super soldier formula, because that's what scientists all do in the Marvel movie universe... And he takes the formula and it has unexpected consequences, meaning that at one moment he could be Ant-Man, at another moment he could be Giant-Man, or he could be Yellow Jacket, or, you know, some sort of personality altering sort of thing would be interesting. And you could easily, you have three movies to set that up in. And then possibly Wasp down the road.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Ant-Man since you brought it up and I was going to bring it up anyway. I guess it was a week after Avengers opened, or maybe almost 2 weeks after Avengers opened, somewhere in that frame. Edgar Wright, who has been long talked about as directing that's his name, right? Edgar Wright? He directed Scott Pilgrim. Is that who that is?
Edgar. Yeah, I think so.
Posted a photo on his Twitter account of it looks like a placard, and it's an ant. Plus a man equals, and that's it. I think it was an equal sign. I have the photo. You're probably looking at it now.
Okay.
So that's been long rumored that the Ant-Man movie was in the works. So, you know, maybe Marvel peppers an Ant-Man movie in there before Avengers 2. And Hank Pym is now introduced into the universe anyway.
Right.
And so his inclusion in the Avengers is logical. And then you can easily add Wasp in if you've already introduced Hank Pym to the world.
Right. The other rumor is the what you call it, the agent
Coulson. Yeah.
Did you hear this rumor?
What?
That he might be Vision.
Oh God, really?
Yeah. So we're fleshing out all the rumors here.
Right.
You didn't see Coulson die.
You'd actually see him die.
Right. And that there's a possibility. I mean, he certainly has that sort of robotic stiffness to do Vision justice.
Right.
I don't understand how they make that transition.
Well, and the other thing, now you're going to have to educate me a little bit because I don't know jack or shit about Vision.
Okay.
So, but the guy who plays Coulson, whose name is eluding me right now, and I apologize, but he's already confirmed, I think, that he's got a role or he's got an appearance in Iron Man 3.
It could
so
be
unless Iron Man 3, it's a flashback, or it's Iron possibly. Man 3 takes place before
No, Avengers.
Right?
They're definitely chronological. Right. So possible flashback. It's always a possibility that he could end up being something like that.
So educate me on Vision now.
Vision's an android.
Okay, but he is an android.
Android.
Okay. Who creates Vision?
Who creates Vision? I don't remember. Why don't you look it up while I continue the explanation? Actually, he was created long ago because actually Vision, the character that you know as Vision, if you know comics or the Avengers comics, he was green and yellow was his color scheme.
Right.
Vision is actually the android formerly known as the Human Torch. So before there was a Fantastic Four Human Torch, there was another Human Torch in the 40s who was an android. And that android then became Vision.
Okay, so according to Wikipedia, the original Vision, Victor Shade, was created by Ultron for use against Ultron's creator, who was it Hank Pym?
Really?
Did Henry Pym create Ultron?
Possibility.
Okay.
So, it's another reason to bring Hank Pym in, if that's the case.
And if that's the case, then maybe that is the setup to make
Ultron? Coulson,
well.
Or Vision.
Or Vision.
Least. Could be.
So maybe that's, you know, maybe, I don't know. Look, the Avengers is such a rich, there's so much to do.
Yeah, there is. But we just got to wait and see.
Sure.
I mean, we'll get a big, giant clue. What's the next one? I guess Iron Man 3?
That would be the next one, yes.
Right, so Iron Man 3, I think, is it next summer? I think it is, right? Or is it the summer?
Oh,
after?
I don't know. I don't even know if it hasn't. I don't think it started filming yet. I think it starts filming soon. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that could be next summer, theoretically. I don't remember what the layout is. I know that Thor is Christmas. I think Thor is Christmas of next year. Not this, not 12, but 13. And I think Cap is the following spring in 14. So, yeah, I'm not really sure.
Oh, geez, the second Vision. It just gets convoluted after a while.
What's anyway, the second Vision?
The second Vision, Jonas, which is the Vision I actually remember. Right?
Yeah.
Jonas is the one that I actually associate with. The second incarnation of the Vision is a fusion of the old Vision's operating system.
Right.
And the armor of the adventurer Iron Lad, who was a teenage version of Kang the Conqueror, who arrives in the present.
Okay, enough.
Yeah, exactly. It's already
enough.
Way too convoluted. Let's just go with Coulson as Vision. So,
let's also say Vision married to or dating Wasp in the Avengers comics in the 80s.
Oh, so there you go.
So,
see, look, it all...
Yeah.
All right. Let's move forward.
Because she liked a man who could keep going.
Let's move forward. We have two stories that involve the gays.
Don't say G.I. Joe.
The gays,
okay.
And two stories that involve Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Uh-oh.
So...
Are they related?
I'm going to let you pick which one you go for.
Well, I hope one of these has to do with the Save the Date card.
It doesn't have to do with the Save the Date card, but it does have to do with that particular event. So
I received a Save the Date card. You are cordially invited to celebrate the wedding of Jean-Paul, quote, North Star,
right.
Unquote... BBA and Kyle Jinandu.
Now, North Star, right? He's been gay
yes.
in the Marvel Universe for a long time.
A long
hasn't
time.
He?
It's a member of Alpha Flight,
right.
Black and
but like,
white
it's been
costume.
Like 10 years, hasn't
it's
it?
It's a long time.
I remember when it happened and it was a
right.
big bit to do.
Yeah.
But
Marvel.
I feel as though I was a much younger man when they announced
Marvel
it,
so. Not wanting to miss the opportunity to exploit anything in the news. Is having a gay wedding for North Star in Astonishing X-Men 51.
Right, which comes out
June 20th.
Yeah, okay. And they made the announcement on The View. Did I hear that correctly?
Of course they
anyway,
would.
Anyway, look, that you know what? I mean, good for Marvel for staying current with current events and topics that are big right now in the country. Do I really care No.
It's like anything. It's like when Batwoman came out as gay. Right. Nobody cared. You know, like, it's just let it go. I mean, this is Hoke at its finest.
Well, look, I mean, it's...
Northstar's not even a relevant character. What group is Northstar in?
Look, and we all know how Joe Q feels about weddings. He'll, a couple years from now, Northstar will forget his significant other, and it'll never happen.
Or they'll kill him off that day.
And it won't matter.
Or that issue.
So, anyway, look, again, kudos to Marvel, for tackling that topic. I think it's great.
I disagree.
From that aspect of it. Is it a marketing ploy? Yes.
Treat it as such.
But it is what it is.
It's pandering.
And, of course, literally, like, the day before or the same day, DC made an announcement that they're about to turn a major character gay in the new 52
universe.
Yeah. So it's going to be, I don't think it's a come out of the closet situation. I think it's a
spell.
It's a reintroduction of someone in the new 52 that hasn't been introduced yet.
Uh-huh.
Whose new incarnation will be
Joker.
Gay. No. Oh, could be, but that's not who the rumor is. The rumor of the day,
Green Lantern,
but it's not Hal Jordan.
Oh my God, don't say it.
Who?
Don't say it's what's his name? Guy Gardner.
No, but see, all right. So if it was Guy Gardner, I could almost be like, all right.
No. Who is it?
Alan Scott. Who
the original Green Lantern
was just reintroduced to the new 52 in the Earth 2.
Okay.
Books is about to be introduced.
Okay.
And that's the...
So the Earth 2 Alan Scott is gay.
Is gay. Again, rumor, not yet confirmed. But, so there you go.
Lovely. You know what's gay?
What?
The idea of putting gay people in books just because you want to sell some and pander to a certain audience.
Well, you know, it depends on how they treat the character. I think it depends on how they treat the character. I think it's good to include them in the books for, the same reason it's good to include, different demographics and races, et cetera. But,
okay.
if you treat it as just a marketing ploy, then it's an insult. So let's see how they treat it.
Okay.
You know, I think the Batwoman thing was a marketing ploy.
Really? But the marriage of Northstar, a character nobody gives a shit about, isn't?
It's a marketing ploy, 100%. But anyway.
You know what? If they had balls, they would have Bruce Wayne come out of the closet as gay.
Yeah, or Peter Parker.
Yeah, or someone significant. Yeah, yeah, and they always find these third and fifth and tenth tier characters to come out. Hey, Rawhide Kid is gay.
Right.
Who cares?
Well, the other rumor that I heard was...
Let me guess.
One of the Robins, but I couldn't even tell you which one because there's been so many of
them. Oh, really?
Ones. Yeah.
Drake?
Well, no. Tim Drake is...
Current Robin.
He's current Robin?
Right?
He's Red Robin or he's current? No, Robin is Damian.
He's Damian. So Tim Drake is Red Robin.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it Red Hood?
Well,
it can't be Red Hood
because Red Hood sleeps with Starfire and Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Okay.
And the first two issues.
It's got to be Tim Drake then.
If you were going to pick one, it would have to be
Dick Grayson's Nightwing. I don't think he's gay.
No.
He also used to sleep with Firestar. Starfire.
And Firestar. I think Damian is too young to tackle that.
Really? Really? Is he too young? OG? You don't think he can have feelings?
Absolutely, he can have feelings.
I think it has to be Tim Drake. If it's not Red Hood, who's the other one? I can't remember.
Jason Todd. But Jason Todd is Red Hood.
Yeah.
So
it's got to be Tim Drake.
Yeah, it's got to be out of those choices, right? And it's not going to be Bruce Wayne because Bruce Wayne was sleeping
with
Catwoman all over the place.
I think it should be Alfred.
Alfred is gay. Anyway,
Commissioner Gordon, gay.
Let's move on to Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Paramount,
also gay.
Paramount has has delayed with no new confirmed release date.
Uh-huh.
G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the speculation is that Avengers is just murdering everything else in the box office.
Right.
And they don't want to either come off the heels if it dies down.
Right.
Or, God forbid, go neck and neck with it if it sees some sort of ridiculous extended run.
The first inkling of the toys have just begun to show up.
Yes.
I saw a 12-inch
you know, one of those awful 12-inch sounds, limited articulation, snake eyes that they put out every 5 weeks or so.
And as a quick aside to the toys, some of the toys look decent.
The 3 3/4 ones look great.
Some of the 3 3/4 look absolutely great. What we saw at Toy Fair look great.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's no confirmed new date for Retaliation.
Oh,
but,
my. Ugh.
Okay. And then on to the rumor mill. Apparently, someone overheard Dwayne The Rock Johnson talking about private conversation that he was having, talking about who he's going to be playing in an upcoming DC film. And so naturally, everybody immediately, or the place I immediately go to is, oh, they're finally going to do Shazam, and he's finally going to play Blackadder, because that was the rumor for
Black Adam.
Oh, Black Adam, sorry.
Blackadder is entirely different.
Yeah, Rowan Atkinson,
if he played Blackadder,
that would be really funny.
That would be retarded.
Blackadder, because that's been a rumor for like ever and a day. Years. Like,
they were rumored. That was a rumor when you and I were last at San Diego. That's how long ago that was.
Or actually, the first time we went to San Diego.
Yes.
Right? Okay. But apparently, no, that's not the case. Apparently,
I'm bracing myself.
Oh, you're bra- I hope.
Okay, I got it. I'm good.
And when I first heard this, I was like, wow, that's kind of ridiculous. And then I was like, well, maybe that's not entirely ridiculous considering the things we've heard about this movie and the character. Lobo is the rumor. So,
can you imagine him with the hair on and the
yeah? So, I mean. We just talked about Lobo because it had come back up again that it was going to happen, and didn't we hear the proposed rating for it, or remember
I don't remember, we just
talked about it recently, and it's like, how the hell are you going to do a Lobo movie? But I don't know. I mean,
Howard the Duck, sir. They can do anything,
I guess. So could you picture Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Lobo?
As much as I could picture any big dumb idiot as Lobo.
As Lobo?
Actually, I thought the person it should be was Jeffrey Dean, the guy that played Comedian.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Whatever
Morgan
his name
Dean,
is.
That guy.
That guy, yeah. I thought that guy would have been a good choice because he's halfway there, a comedian.
Yeah, I was going to say he's practically Lobo.
Except
he's not an alien and he doesn't have the long hair.
Right.
I mean, you're right. That he is halfway there. And that
someone role. Like him, or, you know, I guess. They have to get some muscle-bound ass to do it. I guess Dwayne Johnson.
I don't know that I'm having such a hard time as picturing The Rock in that role as I'm having a hard time picturing that movie actually going forward. Do you know what I mean? It's like I'm torn between, you know,
the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last thing that I wanted to bring up quickly in this segment before we take our first break is Arrow.
Oh, yeah. I know you were.
So it's confirmed.
You were gushing all over the place about it.
Well, it's confirmed.
Is it called Arrow?
It's just called Arrow, which, you know, some people have chosen to complain about. And while I certainly understand, you know, and I agree, why wouldn't you just go all out? But for whatever reason.
Hey, at least it's not what it was rumored to be like 3 years ago.
What, Supermax?
Supermax.
That would have been the movie version with Green Arrow heading the film. But so from what we've seen in the teaser and the trailer.
No, nothing.
You know what? It's too hard to pass judgment. I'm not blown away by it. The teaser trailer, I was actually very disappointed in, and my comment was, "Oh my god, please let there be trick arrows."
I don't think so.
And then, all right, and I'll comment on that in a second. But then the second trailer, where they actually show kind of that year one storyline with him on the island stranded trying to get back, he's got the hood up,
right?
It looked kind of cool. I think the guy does look like a young Oliver Queen. I think it's too early to pass a legitimate judgment on it.
Okay.
I don't have high hopes for it. I'm just being reasonable.
You don't think it'll run like as long as Smallville?
If it's good, it could. So the trick arrows. So someone said, well, of course there'll be trick arrows because Warner Brothers will never blatantly let him just run around killing people with regular arrows.
Warner Brothers is also the same company that allowed him to have an arrow shooting gun in the most recent issue.
Right, exactly. Which is, thank God, done with. And then, so it was like, okay, well, that kind of sucks because you want him to have trick arrows.
Right.
But then someone said to me, well, you know, maybe the trick arrows isn't such a bad thing. Maybe they'll go the Mike Grell run. And I was like,
Longbow Hunters?
Right. Longbow Hunters kicks off the Mike Grell.
Right.
Speaking of which, how come more of that run of Green Arrows isn't collected? Anyway, so I thought about it and I said, well, that could be really interesting. You've got a lot of possibilities there because you've got a very different version of Black Canary in the Longbow Hunters than you do elsewhere.
Right.
You've got, I forget the character's name, but the female samurai character. You've got that, the introduction of that character was during that run.
Right.
And I could see her working on the show and being introduced. So maybe if they go that route,
who knows?
It could be interesting, but look, we'll see it in the fall. It's got a slot, it's got a time and everything, so we'll see at least a handful of episodes, 6 episodes before it gets
three
canceled.
Episodes. It'll be like Crash, not Crash.
No, it'll be like The Cape, which I think got 6 episodes before it got pulled.
No, it got more than 6.
Did it get more
than 6?
Yeah,
I think it finished its season, didn't it?
Yeah, but it wasn't a 22-episode season. Was it a 13-episode season?
It might have been. No, I was referring to what was the Nathan Fillion drive.
Yeah,
that got 2, did it?
That got 2 episodes, and then it got 5, I think, in the DVD release. They gave
wow.
3 bonus episodes. So anyway, so that's Arrow coming this fall.
Dun dun dun. CW.
And with that,
OG, let's take our first break on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 248. 2 more to 250.
Hey, this is Rob Paulson, better known as Pinky.
And Maurice LaMarche, better known as The Brain. Yes. And you are listening to Big Kev's
Geek Stuff.
Narf. Quiet, Pinky, I shall have to hurt you.
The Pinky and the Brain.
Narf.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 248, 2 more to 250.
And where is the party for 250?
No.
What are we? What's the next milestone we're throwing a party?
Maybe 300.
Maybe 300.
Because it's a year.
It's a 300, but it's going to be in the manner of 300, meaning that we're all going to dress like Spartans.
Spartans.
And with virtually no clothes. It'll be a toga party.
Look, you're taking that save the date a little too seriously.
That would be awesome.
Let's
geek stuff. DVD okay. News.
So obviously we haven't been around for a couple weeks, but we're not really going to pick up on those past 2 weeks. There's a lot of DVDs to talk about this week.
Yeah,
so
I think we'll stick with this week. There wasn't. Yeah.
I mean, there was some stuff, and look, you could seek them out online, but we're going to try to move forward and not
trying
on the past.
Trying.
All right, so DVDs that came out this week that you definitely want to check out. Sherlock Season 2.
Oh, yeah?
Is out on DVD this week.
Wow, didn't waste any time considering the last episode of Sherlock Season 2 aired like Sunday.
No, did it?
Yes.
Oh, I thought they were on Season 3 already.
No, that's Season 2, sir.
Oh, okay. What do I know?
I don't know. I thought you watched it.
You know, it aired Sunday here. Did it? Is it? Are we getting it simultaneous?
I think we're getting it later.
Later, so that maybe that's why?
It's possible.
Also out this week, Red Tails is out on the DVD.
And why is that significant?
Because isn't that the one Lucas
directed? Yeah. No, he didn't direct
it. Or produced.
I believe he produced and wrote it, I believe.
And wrote,
well.
Yeah. I'm going to butcher the name of this, but The Secret World of Arrietty?
The new Studio Ghibli?
Right. And
it's Borrowers.
What do you mean it's The Borrowers?
Did you ever see the movie The Borrowers?
Yeah.
It's the same.
Oh, is that the same story?
It's the same
and
story.
It's Miyazaki, right?
It's Miyazaki. Yeah.
So that in and of itself is
not
significant.
True. Not true.
What do you mean?
Not true that it's significant because Spirited Away was also Miyazaki and that movie sucked ass.
But almost everything else he's put out,
true.
I've liked.
True.
So but I'll give Spirited almost. Away. Spirited Almost. Away, that was his experimental phase.
Is that what that was? Was he experimenting with crack?
Yeah, it might have been.
Holy,
and you know there are people that absolutely love Spirited Away.
Which I don't get.
That tell me that Spirited Away, straight-faced, can look me in the eye and tell me Spirited Away was a better film than Princess Mononoke. And then I tell them that they're just retarded. There's no way.
Yeah, no. There's no
I'm sorry. Even if you like Spirited Away, there's no way it was better than Princess Mononoke.
No way.
It's just impossible. So anyway, that's out this week. The Woman in Black.
Ooh.
Is out this week.
Starring a post
Potter.
Potter Danny Radcliffe.
That's right.
Friend of this program.
Right. So you might want to check that out. And then, no.
He's not actually a friend.
Not at all.
You know what? I don't want to blow that because people we say are friends of this program actually are friends of this program.
I know.
So if I start saying everybody's
if you
a
start
friend,
making shit up.
I know. Yeah. I don't want to do that. I wish he was. He just isn't.
Castle in the Sky is out on Blu-ray this week. That's another Miyazaki film.
So also not a great film.
Whisper of the Heart? Now it's Studio Ghibli, but is that Miyazaki?
I'm not sure.
I know that one.
I don't know that one.
The one that I wanted to mention, which I don't recommend that you go out and buy. I just can't believe this is out. And then I heard something about this a week ago. Teen Wolf, season one.
Yeah.
Okay.
First is that of the all, MTV
That's
Teen
MTV.
Wolf?
I didn't realize it got a full season. Not only that, but season two is starting soon. I didn't realize it got renewed for season two.
I didn't realize it was on.
Is it that good? Is
I
it,
have no idea.
I mean, I remember
MTV,
when it premiered.
Sir, it's kind of a low demographic, so it's... They're kind of easy to please. Where is Skins season two? Is that just gone? Because
I don't know.
That was at least worth watching.
So those are your DVDs to check out this
there
week.
There you go.
Take a peek.
Geek stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
Comical books.
Yeah.
To speak of this week. Oh, gee, I have several to mention, I must say.
I don't have any this week because I had a nightmare trying to get to my shop this week, and I haven't been yet.
Dynamite Entertainment brings us, surprisingly, Green Hornet number 25. Now, I know, OG, that you were hoping that this Green Hornet nonsense would come to an end.
One day, my friend, one day.
But I don't, I'm looking to see, because I know how you feel about this.
Please say so. To be concluded.
To be continued.
Damn Yay! You.
It's still going on. So,
he's like a roach.
It is like a roach. It's written by Andy Parks, who actually is a friend of this show.
Oh, well, there you go.
And it's the art is by Ronan Cliquette.
Okay.
Don't know who it is.
You know, every time you say Andy Parks, this is for like me, you, and maybe three other people.
I know.
I have a slight like...
You're thinking of the game designer Andy Parks that we know.
Yeah, I sweat a little bit.
Not
and then,
him.
Right. Okay.
Not him.
Not him.
The art in this book, not so great.
Right.
The book is still pretty readable,
decent.
I would say, yeah.
Is that a dinosaur on the cover of
Well, yes, book? It is. And this book that you're referring to is Captain America and Hawkeye.
Oh, I thought it was Captain America in Jurassic Park.
Captain America and Hawkeye number 631.
And why is he
Do
fighting?
You remember, like, the first 100 issues of Captain America and Hawkeye?
No.
You wouldn't, because this book was formerly known as Captain America.
Right.
When they made Captain America his own title starting from one, they continued the original Captain America as a team-up book.
Oh,
so
lovely.
It's Cap and this book
and,
is
and
now.
Is that actually a dinosaur? Is it the brood? Like, what is he? What are they fighting on the cover of that book?
It looks like Cap has turned into a dinosaur there, sir.
Oh, that's excellent.
Why that occurred, I don't know. I haven't read it yet.
Captain America, Dinosaur of Thunder.
Yes, no? Dinosaur of Thunder. Brilliant. So we're going to have to figure out exactly what's going on with the dinosaur. But the book, you know, it feels like an oldie time team-up comic. Think
but
like
I'm okay with
Spider-Man team-up.
But
and...
see, I was kind of okay with those books. They were kind of niche and they had their purpose. So I'm okay with the older ones.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about the newer ones.
Well, the newer ones, sir, would be the actual Captain America
book. Oh, okay,
book.
Good.
As written by terrific writer Ed Brubaker and Patch Zircher.
Now that was the guy Robin Williams played in the film. Is
yes,
Doctor for the Sick
yes,
Kids?
That's it.
Oh, good.
He's now drawing comics.
Lot. That's awesome.
Brilliant. The art is actually pretty decent, also. So good job there. Issue 12. Check that out. A couple of DC books to tell you about. OG. Batman the Dark Knight number 9. This is another Night of the Owls, which has crossed over into many DC books.
That's right.
As you know, it's an interesting costume on the cover for Red Robin, don't you think?
A little bit.
A little flamboyant, would you say?
A little archangel.
Just saying. A little archangel. Wow. It's going way further than I was going with it.
That's what I thought.
Well, this book looks, of course, this
Look,
book.
Night of the Owls has been great.
Right.
I managed to keep up with that.
Yeah. Judd Winnick wrote this issue art by David Finch. I thought David was writing and doing the art.
But
am I wrong about that? Did he team up
no,
with Winnick?
No, David Finch, isn't he doing the writing and the art for the other
Is he? No. Winnick. No.
This is Dark Knight, you said?
Yeah. David Finch was writing and illustrating this book.
Oh, so maybe they brought Winnick in as the artist.
No, Winnick is the writer.
Oh, Finch is illustrating.
And Finch is still illustrating, which is great because Finch's real strength, I think, is illustrating. It's not personality.
No.
Mind you, it's definitely an illustration.
That's where the...
I got to draw the line there. So.
All right.
And also starting, this is the new season of the New 52... Batman Incorporated, right, number one.
I'm confused by that. And here's why.
Okay.
Why isn't it part of Night of the Owls?
Because it just started.
Yeah, but who cares?
I don't know.
If you're following the Night of the Owls story, right?
Uh-huh.
Bruce is contacting all of the Bat people.
Right.
To handle this issue. Now, I know that Night of the Owls is taking place primarily in Gotham, but it's leaking out of Gotham a little bit. And you would think that it would bleed into this book. I just think it would be a good way to reintroduce the book, tie it into something that's going on, gives everybody a reason to actually buy it, because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not going to buy it. So I'd have considered it if it was a Night of the Owls book.
Right.
And I'm just looking
I'm hoping they collect all those Night of the Owls issues into some sort of trade paperback. That would be great. Because I didn't buy a lot of the crossover. Like,
I didn't buy
the Batwing one or Batwoman, but I'd read them.
If the gods shine upon us favorably and DC gets their heads out of their asses when it comes to collecting books, then maybe we'll see it.
Honk. Also this week, free with any purchase. Was some sort of newspaper tie-in thing for The Watchmen. It was the New Frontiersman newspaper.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm buying those.
I didn't get it.
I'm not buying those.
I'm not. I'll buy them in trade.
I don't even know if I'm going to buy them in trade. I might buy Rorschach in trade.
You got to buy some of them in trade, sir. It's by friend of the show. What's his name?
Who? Darwin Cook?
Darwin Cook, yeah.
And I appreciate that, and I hope that Darwin does very well. Darwin, I hope you do very well. I just don't know that I have an overabundance in interest in reading them.
Trades to check out this week.
I have no idea what that is, but I've read the title just now,
uh-huh.
And it can only be awesome, is what I'm assuming.
Space Family Robinson from Dark Horse. This is volume 4. We didn't talk about 1, 2, or 3.
I don't think so. That might have been during the Dark Ages, you know?
No.
Off the time.
No, recent. Really? Very recent stuff.
No, we have not talked about those yet.
This is reprinting the great Space Family Robinson. So think Swiss Family Robinson. They're maroon. They have to make their way. It's kind of like... It's also a lot like Lost in Space, a little too like Lost in Space, if you know what I mean. Yes.
So wait, this is reprinting Space Family Robinson. Where the fuck did it first appear? Because I've never heard of Space Family Robinson until just this second.
In Gold Key, sir.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Gold Key Comics from the 60s, that has to be?
Yeah. Okay, that makes
sense. Early 60s. This volume includes issues 23 through 31 of the original Gold Key Space Family Robinson comics.
Right.
March of Comics number 320, and an illuminating introduction about the creation of Space Family Robinson by Brandy Connell, son of Del Connell. Oh, Brady, not Brandy. Brady Connell, son of Del Connell. And acclaimed producer from Extreme Makeover Home Edition and The Amazing Race.
Nice.
And what this is it's just like it sounds. If you know what, you know, Swiss Family Robinson.
Right.
Had making their way through space. If you take that, mix it with Lost in Space, it's essentially this.
Right. Okay. So I want to take a quick aside. That sounds awesome. It sounds like clearly you should check this out. Gold Key is who you said originally did
Correct.
It? Correct. Right. Is Gold Key the ones that did... the original Magnus Robofighter? Was that them
no,
as well? Who was that?
I don't believe that was Gold Key.
Who was that? Though not I'm not talking about Valiant.
Yeah,
I'm
I
talking
know.
About the original.
It's possible it was Gold Key. I don't think it was.
Whether it is or it isn't.
They did all those TVN tie-in ones.
Like I remember.
I Dream of Genie comics, maybe. And you know, all those were three.
Free Comic Book Day happened.
Okay.
In the last 2 weeks while we've been gone.
Yes.
And I picked up the Valiant preview.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody actually care that Valiant is coming back?
No.
Because nobody I've spoken to has been like, yes, Valiant is coming back.
Let's give a little history. Valiant, a comic company in the 90s.
Right.
That did some stuff.
Magnus Robofighter, Exo Manowar, Solar.
Yeah.
You got it to Bloodshot, three. Ooh, Ninjak, four. Archer and Armstrong.
Wow. OG read some comics in the 90s. Probably paid for those too, didn't you?
I think that might be. I'll tell you, I read Bloodshot, I read Ninjak, and I read Archer and Armstrong. And I dabbled in Magnus Robot Fighter a little bit here and there. I didn't read XO, Man of War, and I did not read Vision. And there were more.
Solar. Oh.
I did not read those two. And I know there were other titles that I'm missing. And I kind of liked them back in the 90s. Turok was one of those. I read Turok. I enjoyed Turok. And I read Turok. I enjoyed it because it was...
Indians versus Dinosaurs?
And it was also Bart Sears, wasn't it?
Possibly.
That did that when it first relaunched. And then he went on to do that book for Malibu, Rune. Remember Malibu?
No.
You don't remember Malibu?
Yeah,
comic?
I do. No. I'm trying to forget it.
So anyway.
I keep bringing it up.
So I kind of liked some of those books back in the day, right? But I cannot get behind them now. And partially... I blame Valiant Comics partially for that nonsense cover horseshit that happened in the 90s. They were the front runners of that. Bloodshot had a regular cover with the die cast, shiny.
Die cut,
flip it back and forth, thing in the middle. Solar came with.
Wait.
Valiant Vision glasses.
Die cut. Hologram.
Turok and Ninjak had that hard plastic you could shake it and make the thunder sound cover. I mean, like, they were all over that nonsense in the 90s. And they were like $4 an issue. They were grossly part of that nonsense that went on.
The deluge.
Ugh. I'm sorry. I know some of you are interested in that. And you know what? I read the Exo Man of War preview because I was like, maybe. And no, it sucked. And I do not care about Valiant Comics. I'm sorry.
And that is OG's position. What was that? What was the bit used to be called?
I'm Big Kevin. That's where I stand.
That's where I stand.
Some nonsense. Yeah.
That's where OG stands.
I just can't get behind them. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm just being honest.
Certainly are.
We share our opinions on this show, don't
we? Sure.
All right. Let's get away from our opinions.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Products.
Wait, how is that getting away?
It's not
just
at all.
Just sliding right back in.
All right. I have something I want to mention really quick, and then we're going to move into our actual review for this week's episode of Big
It's Kevin a yearly stuff. Review.
It is a yearly review. Uh-huh. Well, this is a yearly mention as well.
Okay.
So as you know, Disney does Star Wars weekends every May.
Yes.
And
do you know what the most significant news to come out of the Star Wars weekend this year was?
No, what was it?
You really don't know this?
No, what?
The start of the droid factory.
Oh, yes. No, I did know that.
So,
and I have mixed feelings about it.
Well, let me explain what it is.
Yes.
You can now go to the Disney Hollywood Studios.
That's right.
And you can make your own 3¾ astromech droid.
Now,
from a variety, 71 parts in total.
Right now, all the pictures that I saw, right, all had Mickey ears.
Yes, there are Mickey ears. There are some.
Are there ones without Mickey ears?
Yeah.
Oh, just regular.
No, the Mickey ears is actually a part you can select.
Because there actually already is an R2 out
with a Mickey ears. Yeah,
it was in a 2-pack with Jedi Luke.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Jedi yeah. Mickey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jedi Mickey. Right,
yeah,
right.
Not Jedi Luke.
Yeah, Jedi Mickey.
Yeah, but taking the Build-A-Droid concept from Hasbro, in conjunction with Hasbro Toys, but what Hasbro was doing for a while was with each figure, they would include a piece of a droid, and you put them all together to build the droid, thus build the droid. And now they've taken that to the next level where they've provided 71 parts, some of which are silly.
Right.
You know, like the little silly hats. I know they have like cowboy hat and like
I'm
a pirate
okay with
hat.
Some silly things.
No.
Just kind of.
And then what you do is you can either build a single one for a given price. I don't remember what the pricing is. Or you could build two. And they like there's packaging you can put it in and they give you like a little sticker sheet so you can name
You can
the droid in the package.
Yeah, I'm way excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
Because we're both astromech guys.
We are. I just want the 71 pieces.
That's right.
I don't care about building any of the droids.
You just want the individual
pieces? I want
pieces?
The 71 pieces. I'm going to put them in one of those
curio things that you display multiple little things in. Like people have like, what you call it? Collections, like fucking, what are they called? Nobody uses them anymore. Thumb, you protect your thumb when you're sewing.
Thimble.
Yeah. Like people collect thimbles or spoons. Like I want to get one of those little display and put just the 71 pieces in it.
I'd like to do that. Something like that. I think I'd kind of like to do like an exploded astromech. Like presentation, you know what I mean? Yeah? Like, you know, you ever seen like the exploded, like
separated,
separated with the rods coming out and keep.
Yeah,
but there's so many different things you can do with it if you're creative,
right?
So I'm pretty excited about that. That's pretty awesome. The other thing that comes out of Star Wars Weekends every year is they always have some sort of logo concept that's on stickers, patches, pins,
posters.
And as you may or may not know, if you've been listening for the past 6 years, I collect the posters.
Right.
I have every single one except one.
Which one are you missing?
2010. It has Boba Fett on it.
Is it a little difficult to come by?
Let's put it this way. If it ever appeared on eBay, and if it ever appeared on eBay, I'd buy it. Almost no matter what. I mean, if the price wasn't like, as long as it wasn't like $500, you know, something ridiculous.
Wow, really?
I'd buy it. It's so rare, or it's so hard to come by, it never appears on eBay.
I'm actually looking it up now as you're talking.
I get alerts every day. It's one of my eBay alerts. It never appears on eBay. Believe me. And I search just in case my alert is fucked or someone misspells it. I've never seen it on eBay. Maybe when it first came out for like 3 days and that's it. So if anybody out there has a 2010 Star Wars Weekends poster
and wants to make $400 because $500 is ridiculous.
Anyway, so this year's poster is out, and I just got it. It just arrived, and it is Donald Duck as Darth Maul. So this is a double whammy for me, because not only do I collect the Star Wars Weekends posters, pretty much no matter who's on it, but I'm also a Darth Maul collector.
Right.
So this was a must-have. My commentary on this is going to be the same commentary I've given in recent history. I dislike this incarnation of the Star Wars Weekend posters.
Okay.
Which is the single character kind of amalgam posters. I like them, but to me, nothing will ever beat the first two. The first two was the very first poster is the best one they've ever put out. Hands down, it's the best one they've ever put out, in my opinion. And it was the lightsaber coming up from the ground and cutting the Mickey head.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. I remember that.
And then the second one was R2-D2 projecting a holograph of, I think it was Minnie as Leia.
OG, yeah. I've just checked eBay.
Yeah.
And there is something on there.
Yeah, is there a 2010 up there?
Disney Star Wars Weekend 2010 logo poster.
Are you serious?
Silver card.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The card appears all the time. Oh. The pin appears all the time.
That's not what you're looking for.
No, it's what that is. It's the image
from
the poster on like a little...
Oh, like a card?
Card placard thing. The poster itself, the pin is always out there. The card is out there a lot. The hats, the t-shirts, the poster itself.
Everything but the poster.
Everything but the poster. So the new one is out. It's cool. You can pick them up. Obviously, you can't pick them up in the park. Because I think Star Wars Weekends is over.
Over.
Or maybe it has. It might have one more weekend if it's over. But you can pick them up on eBay for like $40, $50 maybe. And they sell for like $50 shipped. You could pick it up. They sell for like $35 or $40 new.
Right.
So $50 really isn't terrible.
Well, the other thing, of course, the new Star Speeder playset came out
this year. Huge.
Star Speeder 1000, I think it is.
Yeah.
It actually now will actually fit your 3 3/4 characters.
Right.
Which was interesting.
Which is cool because it was 2 years ago or it was last year. They actually put out a figure set for all the characters that appear in the opening reel of that ride.
Right.
That then load the Star Speeder.
Right.
So if you happen to have that set and that you get the new Star Speeder, you can do a little.
And they have a couple of sets also, new sets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's always new. There's always new stuff that they're putting out. So there's that. So check it out.
Okay.
But let's move on to Cloud B.
The excitement that comes every year when we talk about Cloud B. Now, what is Cloud B? Well, for those of you longtime listeners, you will know that way back in the day, I'm going to say year one.
Oh, it was absolutely year one. It actually might have been, it might have been single digits. It definitely was, if not, it was definitely like in the teens.
We came across a product at Toy Fair.
That's right.
We thought it was a cool product, and we caught a lot of flack for it. And more specifically, I caught a lot of flack for it from OG, who said, why are we talking about this? This is not in our genre, and so on and so forth.
But I've grown to love it.
Yeah, of course, because once you, you know, realize a cool toy is a cool toy is a cool toy.
Right.
And what happens is, what happened, rather, and we should say that the product is Twilight Turtle.
That's right.
For those of you keeping up. And Cloud B, over the years, has provided us with the updated versions of Twilight Turtle and some other things along the way. And we have been more, and Sea Turtle and all those things. We have been more than pleased to bring these products to you.
Absolutely.
And every year that we can, or every year that, you know, there's something significant to talk about, we like to talk about it. And that time has come now.
Right.
Another piece of history about this. Way back in the day, the first time that we did that, we got a, I can't remember if it was, I think it was an email. Got an email from a guy who said, oh, I heard your Twilight Turtle thing. And basically we should say the Twilight Turtle, like a plush turtle, hard plastic shell, but the shell projects
right.
the stars on the ceiling for the kid in three delightful colors
right.
that are meant to soothe and so on. And it stays on for like 40 minutes while the kid goes to sleep and it shuts off.
Right. So for those of you who have seen those new commercials for that Pillow Pet
knockoff. Let's talk about that complete ripoff. I actually want to talk to...
This is long before that.
Yeah. We want to...
Turtle long before
long that. Before that. At least 6 years by our count.
Yes.
We actually... I'm going to actually get a statement...
From
Cloud B nice. About that, yeah.
But we'll revisit that.
Yeah, we'll revisit that. This is actually the constellations on right. the ceiling, and I think I think the Pillow Pet is just random.
Yeah, I don't even remember what a Dream Light.
And I almost fainted.
I know.
But we'll comment.
We'll talk about that in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Anyway, so this guy says, I'm a scientist in Antarctica.
Right, at a weather station.
At a weather station or something, and he goes, and the sun never sets here. So I'd really like to get a hold of a Twilight Turtle, or he got a Twilight Turtle
after listening to the show.
Yeah, I think like his sister was taping the show or copying it, sending it to him, something like that, something weird. And that he had gotten the Twilight Turtle, and it was awesome because, you know, he sleeps in like a blacked out room, but he really missed the night sky or whatever he said. Really nice commentary. And then... So we go on there and we were like, F you,
yeah.
F you, whoever's pulling this prank on us. All right, we get it. It's a little out of our genre. But you know what? A cool toy is a cool toy.
Right.
That's a cool toy for a little kid. It's a cool toy for me. And I'm 29. I mean, like, exactly, OG. I mean, it's hysterical. It's hysterical that someone would say, well, we can't talk about it because we've talked about Lego. We've talked about Imaginext. These are all toys for little kids. Granted, there hasn't been a Captain America Twilight Turtle, but that doesn't mean we can't talk about it. There hasn't been a Twilight Turtle with ridiculous Edward hair, which I was thinking today would be probably the funniest thing ever. If someone kit-bashed a Twilight Turtle and just made it pale with standy-up hair, that would be awesome. Anyway, the point is we called Bravo Sierra on that guy. Well, that guy, in response, sent us a photograph of himself at some famous Antarctic crash site with the Twilight Turtle under his arm. So that's an awesome story. So if that guy's still alive
and
listening, we still remember you, sir. But
write in. Let us know how you're doing.
Yeah, true. And maybe you'll want to check out the brand new product from Cloud B that we are absolutely flipping about. It is called Tranquil Turtle.
That's right.
And Tranquil Turtle, it's the same sort of premise. But instead of projecting stars on the ceiling, Tranquil Turtle projects like this sort of the way light looks when it bounces off of water.
It's supposed to be like underwater.
Like underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. It also plays some soothing music. It also has ocean sounds.
Yep.
It's a full sort of variety of things.
That happen all with this same premise that is going to help lull your child to sleep. And after several minutes, I don't remember if it's 20 minutes, half hour, 40 minutes, it shuts off so that, you know, you presume at this point your child has fallen asleep and so on and so forth. But that said, man, is this thing awesome. It comes in, now it comes in two colors, right, OG?
Aquamarine and amethyst.
Amethyst is purple, right?
Yes, sir.
Aquamarine is blue.
It's blue.
Yes, and we think so highly of Cloud B and these products that we are happy to take time every time they send us something to talk about or we discover something that they honestly are always shocked whenever we're like, no, seriously, we really want to talk about this. They're like, really, you know, like, I think they think we want to goof on it, but we don't.
And now
that you're a parent
for the first time ever. I could say that it's in a very effective product.
Yeah, exactly.
I use it in my son's room.
And
so,
and Frodo falls right to
his
sleep.
His name is not Frodo. Or Washburn.
I'm just saying. I don't want to give out the child's real name, sir. I figure if we give him a code name.
We call him Wash. So it is not in Wash's room. Yeah, they have... Twilight Ladybug, I saw now.
Right, right.
And in the past, you may have heard us talk about Twilight Sea Turtle.
Sea Turtle, right. Yeah.
Which is different than this.
Right.
Because Twilight Sea Turtle still has, it has, that has constellations, but it also projects images of like different.
Or they have light up images on the side like, of it or something.
Yeah, of
like
fish and underwater.
Wild
aquatic,
sea, yeah, yeah. Things. This, I think, is the, I think this is the step where they were like, you know what? Sea Turtle, Twilight Sea Turtle, or whatever he was called, was a little too much like Twilight Turtle. And they wanted to, and let me tell you, man, we have turned this on and we have seen the effect. It's trippy, bro.
And it's bright as all hell.
I know. It's really great. Yeah. I mean, it, and it covers so many bases. Nightlight, soothing, put your kid to sleep music or sounds, and it shuts itself off to save battery.
Yeah, like 25 minutes or 30 minutes or something like
that.
Yeah, it shuts
off. I mean, it's great. It's totally, totally awesome. I cannot believe that they keep coming up with these great products, and I'm really so happy that we get to talk about them.
Absolutely.
Now,
the good part.
The good part.
Yay, good part.
We got a whole bunch of these things to give
what?
Away. We got a blue Tranquil Turtle.
Okay.
We got a purple.
Yes.
Amethyst Turtle.
Okay.
And we got a classic, but I think updated because they update the turtle. They've right. updated him a couple times. A classic Twilight Turtle to give away on this program.
Nice.
So do not take your cues from the fact that OG is now a parent. You can enjoy this turtle. I am not a parent.
Right.
I'm proud to say that I'm not a parent, but I enjoy this product for myself.
Okay.
I put on the Twilight Turtle and Sleep Under the Stars every single night.
That's lovely.
And I'm 29 years old, and I still enjoy it every single time.
29, huh?
I've even given the Tranquil Turtle a try. It's trippy, pal. I'm telling you. Listen to me, listener. I'm not going to talk about what sort of things you may do in the privacy of your own home.
Right.
But I'm saying Tranquil Turtle is a very great addition to your sleeping area.
Okay.
How about that?
So how do we want to give these away?
Well, I was thinking we would do Twilight Turtle on Facebook.
Okay.
Right? And we would do Aquamarine Tranquil Turtle.
Okay.
On the GVM line.
Okay.
And I was thinking we would do Amethyst Turtle by email.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah, I was thinking we should get the message boards in there somewhere.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah. All right. No, you know what? Let's do email. We'll do email.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't think we've stressed the email enough. And I haven't seen a lot of letters coming in to geekstuffog@gmail.com that open with, hey, Kev.
Right, because those get deleted.
Oh, is that why
I have a filter now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anything
if the word hey and Kev is in the email.
It just automatically gets sent to trash.
What if they sent in, hey, they were like, OG, I want you to know that I didn't put hey, Kev in this email.
Smartasses get bounced.
Pick it up on the filter, they get bounced. So we're very happy and excited.
Right.
We're going to give away two Tranquil Turtles, the blue and the purple, or the aquamarine and amethyst.
All right, but what do they have to do? They have to do something.
Oh.
So how about this? How about...
I just picked the method, not the madness.
Right. So I was thinking maybe like, what was your favorite thing, toy, whatever, to sleep with when you were a kid?
Oh, nice, OG.
Right? Like, yeah. I know when I was a way baby, I had like a Winnie the Pooh.
Right.
But I remember when I was a little bit older, I had one of those like wrestling... remember the square wrestling... the buddies.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Those WWE buddies.
Yeah, he would rest like behind my pillow, but it was like that was part of my bedtime routine.
He would
go behind the pillow,
right?
And I would go sleep.
I had a cheerleader named Bunny.
Nice.
Who
hot? Anyway, so yeah. So how about
saying.
That? So that what was your favorite bedtime toy accessory,
right.
Blah blah blah. When you were a kid growing
up, and you know what? I'm waiting to see. I'm gonna disclude one product.
What?
You cannot say. No, I guess you can say because it's sort of the one I was thinking of is kind of in a way related to this, but I don't want to say it now.
Okay.
Because I want to see if anybody says that's the one that they actually had.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Yeah. So let's leave that alone.
All right.
We're so happy. Cloud B, what's the email address, OG?
The email address or the web address?
I'm sorry, the web address.
If you go to just Cloud B Stores, I think it's just cloudb.com, but let me just double check that.
Okay.
Yeah, cloudb.com will bring you right to their page.
And you can see the variety. Now, we talk about the Twilight Turtle and those sort of related products. What?
We got to get a mimicking monkey on this.
What's mimicking monkey?
Soothing sounds for better sleep. It's a sleeping monkey. Yo.
Okay, hold on. Let's stay focused. You know, let's stay focused. The reason that we have been talking about Twilight Turtle and related products for years is because of the fact that we think that they're really cool. Cloud B is a really cool company, and from OG's reaction, I think a monkey will be joining OG's repertoire very soon.
Mimicking monkey looks awesome. That's all.
Cloud B makes a number of great products for kids, for little kids, to help them go to sleep and so on and so forth. You know, just like I'm on Cloud B, I guess. No.
Yeah,
it's something very sleep-related, very comfort-related stuff for kids. Check them out at cloudb.com. Check out all their wonderful products. And then, of course, you want to email geekstuffog@gmail.com with that thing you used to sleep with as a child that made you feel comfortable and safe. Or you want to use the GVM line.
Right. 425-920-6050.
To tell us, again, also what sort of thing you slept with to make you feel safe and comfortable. Desperately trying to stay away from the double entendre. Desperate.
I know.
And lastly.
The Facebook. Find the episode post for this episode.
Right.
And just leave it in the comment.
That's it. Just leave it right. Leave a comment in there. And that's how we're going to choose the winner of these three fine products. And OG, I just noticed that we're running late on time here.
Right.
So that sounds like the wrap up music starting. So let's roll right into the wrap up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Episode 248. Two more to 250. OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
DC's got a gay character. Marvel's got a gay wedding. The Rock may or may not be Lobo.
Or gay.
G.I. Joe postponed, possibly for whatever reason you want to pick.
Because it's gay.
I wasn't going there, but if you want to, Arrow coming to the CW soon.
It's all, you see how we can make Thanos. It work with everything.
I know.
I think we've misnamed the episode.
Thanos. The Avengers review we talked about, and of course, the spoilers. Actually, we kind of missed one of the after credit.
Oh, the where they're eating? Yeah.
Yeah, the shawarma scene, which was very funny.
Uh-huh.
So that I think that was the news. Of course, in DVDs this week, there are a couple good titles you might want to check out. Sherlock Season 2, of course, this is the BBC
The version. BBC.
Red Tails, The Secret World of Arrietty, The Woman in Black, all out on the Blu-ray this week. Of course, then we moved into comics.
Right, comics to check out this week from DC include Batman Incorporated, number 1, Batman The Dark Knight, number 9, Cap. In America, number 12, Captain America and Hawkeye, number 631, Green Hornet 25, and a trade to check out this week
is Dark Horse Archives presents Space Family Robinson Volume 4. OG, I didn't get a chance to tell you who the writer was Space Family Robinson. Gaylord Dubois.
And moving into...
I didn't even make that up!
Moving into products...
We totally misnamed this episode.
Product reviews... we talked about the Star Wars Weekends 2012 poster, and of course the big Star Tours Disney related Build a Droid announcement.
Awesome.
That came out
started
this year.
An announcement.
And we also talked about Tranquil Turtle from Cloud B. You should definitely go to cloudb.com and check out all the wonderful products.
All the products
that they have to there. Of course, we announced the Cloud B contest.
Contest. Three prizes to give away. Two Tranquil Turtles and one Classic Twilight Turtle over at Facebook for the Classic Twilight Turtle. The Tranquil Turtle Amethyst is by the... email, I think.
That's
and
right.
The blue one is by the GVM line.
Right, 425-920-6050.
Where you're going to tell us what thing you slept with that made you... Keep it clean, folks.
You were a kid.
When you were a kid. Still not working.
No.
That helped you feel safe and comfortable and lulled you to sleep.
And of course, speaking of contests, again, congratulations to Alicia S. from New York, Matt M., from Missouri, for your Green Hornet prizes.
Yes.
Send us your mailing information. Those will go out to you shortly.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, don't forget, go to the website, BigHipsGeekStuff.com, to get the details on the Tell a Friend contest, which is wrapping up on June 6th.
Yes.
And, of course, the other thing that we wanted to mention in the news, or that we did mention in the news, was our inclusion in the Art Hustle trading card project.
Yes,
we are
coming
in
soon.
Series 3, and we'll have a little bit more information on that.
We
and
actually
look for a blog post too with we're going to give you some teaser pictures of the cards.
Oh.
Since everybody else is doing it, we'll jump on the bandwagon.
Well, let's say this also, OG, that the cards, we actually dominate the set. I believe
we have three
in where others may only have one
or two. Right. So
there
why
you aren't go. They calling this one the Big Kev's Geek Stuff set?
Let's not get out of here.
Just saying.
Let's acknowledge our place.
Okay.
Let's be humble that we were included.
I feel humble.
And let's thank everybody, of course, for dealing with us what these 2 weeks while we've been away. But we hope to be back to a normal schedule. And with all of that being said...
OG, I will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff like I end all episodes by saying, good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.